Yesterday I went out after I had worked yesterday from 7 to 3:30, and after work I went and got my new phone, which because my old phone, it stopped charging like properly. So I told my uncle, I said, I'm just gonna have to break down and get a new phone. And originally we were gonna wait until possibly Thursday, but and I originally don't like to have to ask people to pay my phone for me, because it's like, if even with my job, I don't make a whole lot anyway to be able to pay everything off at once. So yesterday my mom got her disability check, and she was able to pocket out about $130. I mean, actually no, 160 something. I think it was like $166 or something like that. But anyway, I went and got my phone. I was able to pay off my old phone, and the phone that I got yesterday is a Samsung Galaxy A71. I think I think that's what the phone is. It's a Samsung Galaxy A71. Since I'm not familiar with all phone brands or what the even new ones were. I decided to pay off my old phone, the one that wasn't charging properly, and get this phone that I have now that I'm recording on. And I've been testing out the phone since yesterday, still trying to figure out where everything is, because this is different. This phone is different to what the last one that I had. It's better. The only thing I was able to get at the store, other than the phone, was a screen protector, but they didn't have the back case that I needed, so I gotta find a back case. And my uncle was telling me to go with the Defender, I think it's called an OtterBox Defender, I think it's the back case he's talking about, because those are waterproof, and those cases basically are basically, they hold up really well with the back case, those type of OtterBox. I think it's called an OtterBox Defender back case, OtterBox Defender back case. And so basically you put them on the back of your phone, and it guarantees that no water gets into your phone, basically. So for $60-something for a back case like that, it's worth it. Now my uncle, when he was with me yesterday at the store, because I don't like being on his account and he has to authorize everything that I buy, he started some shit in the damn store yesterday. Of course, every store in Indiana is forcing you to wear a mask. And he doesn't like wearing masks because, he's a 45 ball washer. So he basically sucks Donald's dick every chance he gets. And basically there's nothing that fat ass can do that he'll not criticize him on, because he never criticizes him even when he commits crimes in the open. So my uncle was in the damn store yesterday with no mask on, and the lady tells him, you have to put your mask on or you have to leave. And then he starts going on about, like, basically saying, oh, that this fucking virus was a hoax, and that basically it was a hoax created by the Democrats. He says to stop drinking the Democrat Kool-Aid. I said, yeah, and you're the one drinking the Kool-Aid because you're sucking Donald's dick. So anyway, he starts fucking some shit in the damn store. And I said, yeah, he likes to call the virus a hoax, but here's the thing. Fat ass 45 tested positive for the virus. The first prostitute, melanoma, tested positive for the virus. His ugly ass kid, Don Jr., tested positive for the virus. Baron tested positive for the virus. And even my uncle Orville tested positive for the virus, but my uncle Alan likes to claim that it's a fucking hoax. What he needs to do is to seriously take Donald's dick out of his ass and have his eyes open up. And I'm also killing time though too until 11, because my job pays me. Actually, my check will show up sometime in the morning tomorrow, but I have an app called Workday on my phone, where my pay will show up at 11 on my phone, but it will not hit the bank until about 2 or 3 in the morning. I also have a friend. I was messaging my friend earlier, even though I told her about my new phone, but she hasn't really said anything about it. I think what she's more worried about is losing her house and her apartment, and because she was delivering newspapers, she gave that up to try to do DoorDash. But since this COVID shit happened, DoorDash is not really having anybody out there right now. So she needs some money coming in, and she thought about applying to the Meijer that I work at. And I said, well, they're always hiring. I said there's right now only 3 or 4 positions available, and the only positions that they are hiring for right now are stockers, door greeters, and meat cutters. And I don't see myself as a meat cutter, even though they do pay more than what I do on carts, but I've never been much of a guy that cut meat. But I wouldn't mind being a door greeter. That's one of the reasons why I'm trying to transfer to Highland, because they have a door greeting position open, and they're willing to pay me more on the door greeting position than they are on carts. So that's one of the reasons why I was talking about transferring, and I did talk to my line leader about transferring. Only problem is, because of Christmas coming up and New Year's coming up, they're going to be short-handed, so they're going to need everybody that they can get. And so she says right now she's not putting any transfer order in. And so she says to wait until after New Year's, and she says if you still want to transfer, she says then come find me. So and because college basketball season's been going on, I've been flipping back and forth between the two. Right now, excuse me. I'm eating my lobster meat too at the same time. So, I love lobster meat. I went to the store earlier today, and I got crab. I got cr a bit. I got like a bag, like a little small bag of crab meat and lobster meat. So I've been eating that. But I was gonna get back to the college basketball since it started like last week. My college team is 3-0, but I don't think they play again until next week. And there have been some games that are being canceled because of the COVID-19 concerns. Like I think the Michigan game was canceled because of the players testing positive for COVID. And speaking of COVID, of the 500 plus players that have been tested for the COVID-19 symptoms in the NBA, 48 of them tested positive. So hopefully they do get better and not get everybody else sick. Right now I got on the Penn State game against the Virginia against I think it's Virginia's VCU, and Penn State's up by 2, 58-56, with 6.5 minutes left in the second half. Ooh, shit. Somebody from Penn State just hit a three. I can never tell the names. Even though I do follow college basketball, I couldn't tell you all the players' names because I'm not familiar with all the colleges and each player that's on those teams. I'm only familiar with the teams that I follow the most, and my two colleges I follow the most are University of Illinois and DePaul. Those are my two colleges I follow the most. And my brother, on the other hand, is a Duke fan, and he's also a Notre Dame fan too. He only likes Duke because that guy, for Duke, the head coach for Duke is the most winning is the one of the winningest coaches in college, and that's the only reason why he likes the guy. And the fucking guy and the head coach of Duke anyway, he's gonna have to step down eventually. I said after 41 years, I think he should be hanging it up. Well, actually, he's been at Duke for 41 years, but he's been coaching for 46 altogether. The guy started off at the College Army, and then after 5 years, he left and took over the job at Duke. And he's been at Duke since 1980, and the guy is still coaching there for basketball, like for college basketball, 41 years later. And the guy is in his 70s. He's 73 years old or something. He's gonna be 74 next year, and the guy is still fucking coaching. I said it's gonna be a matter of time before he gets tired and he's gonna fucking basically retire, and then he's gonna want to be at home with his wife, who he's been married to for 40 something years. And I actually like the fact that on this phone, it's got really good volume, because for one, for a $600 phone, it better have some good fucking volume, and that's so it did. I said on my old phone that I had, I barely had. I said the as, even if you had the volume on high on the old phone, you could barely hear anything they were saying. This phone's got some good fucking volume. That's what I like about it. So yesterday, I put all my apps in, all the ones I had on my old phone. They came back in. The only thing I gotta wait for is when I go back on Friday, because this phone, it didn't save all my information from the old phone, so there's one thing that I'm missing, and so it's my clock in and out on my phone. So when I clock in and out of my phone, there's supposed to be a thing you're supposed to scan. Problem is, I don't have it on me, and I gotta go to the office at work to do it. I don't have my clock in and out information saved, so I gotta go back and re-put that back in when I go to work on Friday. Then I was messing around with this music app, Pandora, and because I like to listen to music in my own free time, I just pull up Pandora, listen to the music. And I basically, and you can pick whatever stations you want. You can create a station by typing in a person's name or a song, and it just works that way. Right now, on my Pandora app, I think I have like 122 stations that are in, and you're allowed to put up to 250, I think. Basically, after you hit 250 stations, you listen to the artist, and after you get tired of them, then you can take out that station and put another one in, and you just keep building up and building up and building up until eventually you get enough songs that you like on this damn app. And then it creates a thumbprint, and then it creates a thumbprint list of all the stuff that you clicked like on. And it doesn't matter if it's rock music, country music, rap music, whatever. It puts it all into a thumbprint radio for you to listen to whenever you decide to. But I'm off today and I'm off tomorrow. And I'm also happy about this because I just got my second pay raise from Meijer. So I'm making a little I'm really not supposed to disclose, or nobody's really supposed to disclose what they make an hour. But I make more than what my uncle does, even though my uncle works 6 days a week. But he also, I know he does 5 days a week, but he makes less than what I do, but he does more hours. But for me, I work 4 days a week, but I get paid more by the hour than he does. I get paid more than 10, and he gets paid only a little over nine, somewhere around nine or so. So I know he makes less than what I do. So it's like, well, anyway, I make more by the hour than he does, even though I only work maybe 28 to 30 hours a week at most. And now I gotta get my, and when I go to work on Friday, I gotta get my schedule for next week to see what days I'm doing and how many hours I'm doing. And also with this phone, and basically it's kind of cool also. When I purchased this phone yesterday, even though the phone was $600 altogether, I got it for a discount price because I had my old phone that I had, the one that went in charge, and I decided to basically pay off the remaining balance of that phone. And because I did that, I got this phone for $63, but I still gotta pay $25 a month until this phone's paid off. So that's what I did yesterday. So I paid off the remaining balance of my old phone and got this. And this phone has 128 gigs worth of memory, and that doesn't include the 512 gig memory chip that I put into the phone. Also, I gotta go through it sometime later. On my on when I had my old phone, I had a whole bunch of pictures that I had saved from Facebook and Twitter, and I lost all those pictures. I forgot to back them up and save them, so now I gotta restart all over again trying to find all the pictures that I had. So it kind of sucks I lost all my pictures, and I think I got like 50 of them saved, but it's gonna be a lot more to save. Now, I got 3 more months before I get my first vacation time, and usually I'm the type of person that's usually hesitant to decide what my where my vacation time will be spent at, and more than likely, if I take a vacation next year, it's more than likely going to be used during the week that we move, because it's like you wait. Because you gotta wait and basically everything because you gotta save money up. And stuff like that. And as like I said, because even though I just did get my second pay raise, and yeah, the holiday pay does help when you get it, but there's no guarantee that you're gonna have enough, that I'm gonna have enough money saved within 4 months to try to move out. My biggest worry is not moving out. My biggest worry is that my permit is about to expire in March, and my mom hasn't taken my drive time seriously. And I've been telling her, I said, I need to get out and get those 50 hours in. And I said, I got 3 months to do it. And she says, well, in 3 months, you could always renew it. I said, that's not the point. I should have my license by now. But my mom is the type of person who doesn't take my drive time seriously. And I told her what was going to happen if she, basically, if she didn't take my drive time seriously. Well, originally, me and my mom had planned on going shopping at Walmart earlier, not a place I usually go to. We had stopped there earlier because we were in the area, but Walmart, which is usually where the whales shop, over there you can never get a fucking cart, especially for anybody. And so basically, we went there, and I walked through the whole damn store and couldn't find an electronic cart. And I told my mom right before I walked in, I said, you know I'm not gonna find a cart for you here. And she's like, just gonna look. And I said, so she wasted my time and having me go look. And I told her, I said, and I walked out the damn store, and she sees that I don't have one. So I told her, I said, right before I went in, I said, you knew damn well I wasn't gonna find you one, so why the hell are you fucking mad for? So then we ended up going to my job, Meijer, and shopped there. And that's where I got most of my stuff at today anyway, like my crab meat, my lunch meat, like the lunch meat and everything. Because I work for Meijer in itself, I get a discount for everything, so it's good.
Blah.
Excuse me. Not something I meant to do there, but anyway, I get a 10% discount for everything I buy when I go to Meijer. It's one of the best things about working for them is that you get that 10% discount. And it's not just for one person, it's for everybody in the store. It doesn't matter what department you're in, each one gets a 10% discount. Now this game's going back and forth. Now Penn State's up 68-63 with a little under 3 minutes left. Now I'm not sure what other teams are playing tonight, but I think I'm waiting for the Xavier game. The Xavier game starts, I think, at oh yeah, starts at 6, so it's gonna be in a few minutes. So the Xavier game is the one I'm more interested in. They do have a good team. It's just that the coach is new. Because the guy that used to coach here, Chris Mackle, ended up leaving. Now he's at some other college, and I forget what the hell the guy's name is now that's coaching Xavier now. But he's something. He was the assistant coach. Now he's the head coach, and I forget the guy's fucking name now. Might be, Tra I think his name is Travis something, I can't remember, but he's newer. Also, I'm gonna look into it's, I think it's gonna be a few months from now when baseball season starts again, and hopefully they can play more games than the crappy 60 games that they played this year, and hopefully the Cubs can make a a negotiation with Chris Bryant to keep him there, because there's been talks about him wanting to, there's been talks about other teams trying to get him, but the Cubs can't afford to really lose him, so what the Cubs need to do is make him an offer that he can accept. His dumbass have rejected a 13, like a 12 or 13-year offer that the Cubs offered last year, and that was their, and that was his mistake. So he's gonna need to work on, so he's gonna need to try to do better next year. He had a shitty season this year in the 60 games that they played. So he's gonna need to step it up next year when they do the games. Now the NBA has already agreed to do 72 games. I'm not sure what baseball's planning next year. If they're gonna do the whole 162 games, or if they're gonna even do less than that. But if they can put, if they can pull out 100 games or something like that, or even 120, I'd settle for that. So that's kind of, so it's so hopefully they can get something done on the, on that part. And I'm also, I'm really not too happy with Theo Epstein resigning as the president of baseball operations for the team, but Jed Hoyer is going to take over. But Jed Hoyer's been there 10 years, so let's see how he does. But there really isn't much else to talk about except for what I just talked about here today. But other than that, I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I will be back within the next week or so to do another one.